Manuscript Releases, Volume 7, Mr. Number 485, Science and Biblical Interpretation. The precepts and principles of religion are the first steps in the acquisition of knowledge, and lie at the very foundation of true education. Knowledge and science must be vitalized by the Spirit of God in order to serve the noblest purposes. The Christian alone can make the right use of knowledge. Science, in order to be fully appreciated, must be viewed from a religious standpoint. Then all will worship the God of science. Some young men are urging their way into the work, who have no real fitness for it. They do not understand that they need to be taught before they can teach. They point to men who with little preparation have labored with a measure of success. But if these men have been successful, it is because they put their heart and soul into the work. And how much more effective their labors might have been, if at the very start they had received suitable training. The cause of God needs efficient men. Education and training are rightly regarded as an essential preparation for the work of school teaching, and not less essential is thorough preparation for the work of presenting God's last message of mercy to the world. He teaches us to count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus our Lord. This knowledge is the highest science that any man can reach. It is the sum of all true science. This is life eternal, Christ declared, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. In the long history presented before me, I can see the dangerous path that you have been traveling. You have boasted of your study of science, but from the light that God has given me, I know that you might better, far better, have become a fool in the eyes of the world than to accept such science as you cherish, and use it as you have done, to blind the mind and the judgment of those who were connected with you. Your scientific knowledge has been used by you to help you in acting a part similar to the part that Satan acted in the heavenly courts. Step by step you have been wandering away from God, working out plans instigated by the arch-deceiver. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ, and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. The power of God, it is this that will bear the test of trial, breaking down opposition, melting away scientific reasoning, and bringing men and women to an appreciation of the truth that has kept us where we are, on a solid foundation. After the death of my husband, I was for 1 year so afflicted that I felt that perhaps the Lord would let me rest in the grave. Night after night I was in deep sorrow. One night I had a special answer to my prayer. It was after the healing power of God came upon me at Healdsburg. At that time the Lord raised me up, and gave me special light, and I have never since felt so unreconciled. I was instructed that the Lord had mercifully raised me up because he had a special work for me to do, and I was assured that I should have the special protection and care of God. The Lord had spared my life, and had saved me from that which was surely sapping my life forces. The mighty healer said, Live! I have put my spirit upon your son, W. C. White, that he may be your counselor. I have given him the spirit of wisdom, and a discerning, perceptive mind. He will have wisdom and counsel, and if he walks in my way, and works out my will, he will be kept, and will be enabled to help you bring before my people the light I will give you for them. Let your light so shine before men that they may see and understand in a special manner that the Lord has given a message to meet the emergencies that will arise. As you speak the words I give you, angels of heaven will be with you, to make impressions on the minds of those who hear. I will be with your son, and will be his counselor. He will respect the truth that comes through you to the people. He will have wisdom to defend the truth, for I will take charge of his mind, and will give him sound judgment in the councils that he attends in connection with the work. The world in its wisdom knows not God. It does not behold the beauty and harmony of the special work that I have given you. Your son will be perplexed over many matters that are to come before my people, but he is to wait and watch and pray, and let the words of God come to the people, even though he cannot always immediately discern the purpose of God.